It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos, in for Renee Montaigne. There's a growing exodus of Palestinians from the occupied West Bank. Many of those leaving are educated and wealthy. They had hoped to help build an independent Palestinian state. But they say now they're choosing a future for their children over a distant dream of Palestine. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Ramallah.
Amani Abu Maidan sits in her luxurious living room in one of Ramallah's newest apartment buildings. She moved here with her husband and three children just a year ago. But come this summer, they are packing up and leaving for Canada. She says life in the West Bank has become intolerable, and there is no future here for her children.
Nothing to do. There's no future for them. Just go to school and back to home. This is not life for kids.
Amani is the first female commercial pilot for Palestine Airlines and the daughter of a former Palestinian justice minister. She says she dreamed that one day she would fly tourists to and from an independent Palestinian state. Her husband, Bassem, a businessman, is the son of Khalil al-Wazir, a founder of the Fatah movement who was assassinated by Israeli commandos in 1988. Bassem's mother was a Palestinian cabinet minister. Amani and Bassem describe themselves as Palestinian nationalists, but they say they no longer feel safe in the West Bank, afraid of both Israeli soldiers and the breakdown in law and order in Palestinian society.
The Israeli army can come anytime here and make anything. The guns and all the Palestinian people have the guns.
The violence is only one reason for the increase in emigration from the West Bank. Since the militant group Hamas won elections last year, an international aid boycott has devastated the Palestinian economy. More than 160,000 civil servants have not received full salaries for almost 9 months, and they are the main breadwinners for more than a million Palestinians. United Nations reports find that more than two-thirds of Palestinians are now living below the poverty line. The unemployment rate is now over 50%. The Palestinian Foreign Ministry says 10,000 Palestinians have emigrated in the last 4 months, and almost 50,000 others have applied to leave. The wave of emigration has led some Palestinian intellectuals to fear a brain drain. NPR's translator, Nuha Musla, says she understands Amani Abu Maidan's decision to leave, but she tells her she's worried about the future of the Palestinian people.
If you leave and I leave, we're qualified people.
Yes.
We're intelligent people. Our kids are going to be also the next generation that will help Palestine.
Yes.
If we leave, Palestine will be left to uneducated people that cannot run the affairs of the country.
You are totally right, but always the people are selfish.
Conversations like this one are more and more frequent in the West Bank these days. Ahmed Hanoun is the head of an organization called Shamel that researches Palestinian migration and demographic trends.
This wave of immigration is like a snowball, which once it starts, it escalates and moves people to imitate each other. People are demoralized, and when they see others doing it, they start imitating them and they start doing it.
In downtown Ramallah, Malik Shawa runs an office to help Palestinians who want to emigrate to Canada. He says he gets dozens of inquiries a day, up from just a few a week last year. One recent visitor was Wadah Jarar, a 32-year-old dentist from the northern West Bank town of Jenin.
I want to leave because there's no money in Jenin. Before the salaries were cut, I had a lot of clients, and people paid well, and we lived well. But now there's no money whatsoever, and I want a better job opportunity.
Besides Canada, many Palestinians are moving to Jordan, or the oil-rich countries of the Persian Gulf, where there is a high demand for engineers. The U.S. used to be a preferred destination, but since the 9/11 attacks, American visas have become difficult to obtain. Back in Ramallah, Amani Abu Maidan says she'll miss the small-town feeling of the West Bank's political and commercial capital. But she says she and her family are ready to leave now.
It's far away. It's cold. A new life for you and for your kids. You have to begin together. It's not easy. But for me, it's better.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Ramallah.